Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on the GLC.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, so
glory. As we enter the month of November, 18th, we have a new world champion baseball team. NCAA is midway through its season. NFL is in week number 9 in its season, week number 8 in its season. Colin Kaepernick is still not playing. We'll get back to that later. NBA, NHL roll into the mid-season of their winter season. And President 25 is on his way to Asia. We can all do that after we go through the opening.
Okay. Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. Call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athletes Sports Network and BASNNewsroom.com for sponsoring the Gray Leopard Cove, now in its 11th year. You can send news to Norris19@att.net. We salute the men and women of radio station WCLM 1450 AM, Richmond, Virginia, and thank them for their services. The station is under new management with new call letters. The following are our sponsors: Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233. The New England Informer Magazine with Doreen Wade as CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, Saturday afternoons. And Sunday, Mindstream. And Wednesday, Night Political Stir Fry on blogtalkradio.com, 718-508-19216. 718-508-9216. The Cove Caravan. Join the Soul Patrol, Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Pat Freeman, the Mighty Oba from WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his Kicks for Grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting great A's in school, then you should contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on the Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. Political Food for the Soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, the founder and CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN Newsroom writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Cove Caravan. You can email norris19@att.net. Join the Cove Caravan and the Soul Patrol on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.basnnewsroom.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You can call the Gray Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. Have a great day.
This is Joe Diggs. And the Football League has come to the crossroads. Currently, what a new quarterback 50 to 100% better than they are. The NFL has a bigger problem. White fans are upset because of perceived flag, anthem, and veteran protests. While black fans are upset because the league refuses to address the quarterback issues, the racial issue, and the field issues in our country. By the way, for you people wearing the American flag is incorrect. You cannot wear any clothing of the American flag, period. You cannot hold the flag horizontal, period. As a memorial services or folding the flag. The NFL has been in violation of this code for the past 17 years. When nobody did anything, ever since 9/11, we would go on the field and show the flag horizontally, which is incorrect. But did anybody say a word? No. Nobody said nothing. The NFL has a problem. Viewership is down 25%, and it's going to continue to drop. You know, folks, if not one single show came to a game in a year, the NFL would still make a profit. Now think about that. Let me repeat that again. If not one fan goes to the NFL game in 1 year, they would still make a profit. Okay? This is the arrogance of the NFL. That's why I didn't want to talk about Colin Kaepernick. I didn't want to talk about justice and equality. You don't have to. They're billionaires. What I'm going to say is 2020. I will all say the 2020. When the contract, TV contract went out, the revenue stream gets lower. And we'll see how it happens back then. We will see. And then you have a president who is invincible, vengeful, vindictive. Man, what does he do this week? He calls out Golden State Warriors Stephen Curry with his new GOP tax reform bill. This man is still mad because the Golden State Warriors, who are the NBA champions, refuse to go to the playoffs. So what does he do? He calls Stephen Curry out. This is the pettiness of this president. America, beware, because if he goes out to Stephen Curry, you know who's next. This guy is a loose cannon. And I think some Republicans are finally seeing for what it is. It took them long enough to get there, but they're finally seeing for what it is. When we come back, we'll get on the Friday night lights, or Friday night episodes, and the scoreboard of the recent scoreboard. By the way, the game, Penn State, is delayed. Another Friday night, the World Series champion. You had the parade yesterday. People lined the streets of Houston. Great name for the Houston Astros, good for the city of Houston. Without Justin Verlander. Verlander was getting married in Hawaii with his girlfriend. So, congratulations to the Houston Astros, and they defeated the Dodgers for the World Series champion. Here's NFL again. Ezekiel Elliott will play Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And Elliott, like Tom Brady years ago, same thing, will play the whole year. The Cowboys will keep extending his suspension, delaying the suspension. He will not play in the beginning of next year. It's gonna happen. We all know it's about to start playing games. What do you think you're gonna play the rest of the year? Get it done. Kiko Alonso is buying $9,000. Any quarterback Joe Flacco went down for concussion protocol. And quarterbacks are dropping like flies over the league. Houston in the latest one with rookie Deshaun Watson goes down, and now Houston is dead. The Texans are gone without Deshaun Watson. And there's going to be a shakeup in the NCAA this weekend. Ranked teams play each other now to get down to the end of the year. With only 4 or 5 full weeks left of play in the NCAA. We'll get to that schedule in a minute. In NBA, this is the year. Fred Simmons, getting a triple-double. The season beat the Indiana Pacers 121, 110, and they already get 31 points. Now, the two rookies, Embiid and Simmons, go well. The Sixers are on the right road. If they go above 500 for the first time in 3 years, Sixers 121, Pacers 110. Of all the Celtics, tough to OK, lead under 101-94, as Kyrie Irving is taking control of the team. Steve with power of the tag. They beat the Thunder 101-94, and the Thunder is going to take a while for them to get together, too, with Anthony, George, and Westbrook. I say by December, January, this season's going to be dangerous, because Paul George can rebound, Anthony Carrara can score, and Westbrook can distribute. They have the three elements to win a basketball title. But the thing is, who is going to be their point guard? In Los Angeles, Lonzo Ball tried to do it. A Patty Johnson in prison. With 7 assists, and the Lakers beat the Brooklyn, a.k.a. New Jersey Nets, 124-112. Brooke Lopez got 34 points, and Brooke Lopez is really becoming a strong center in Los Angeles. The Lakers might be the real deal with Lonzo Ball as their center. We will see. The Ball brand.
Tomorrow, that'll be the race tomorrow, and NASCAR will get
hours deep well programs as they head into November, the strong month of football. Penn State, TCU, Washington State, Michigan State all go down last weekend. The Fighting Irish are playing Wake Forest today. And they break the top 10 in the first computer committee poll. We'll get to that later. But the first committee poll, the Fighting Irish are number 9. We'll move to number 7 in that poll. No matter which one you look at. The Dodgers, over the last weekend, made the World Series go into November. Folks, why are we playing baseball on the first day of November? This should not be happening. Baseball is meant to be played. The World Series at the end of September or October. Not the end of October, early November. If they add another playoff, we're going to play a baseball on Thanksgiving Day. They keep it up. Dave Martinez will move for the Chicago Cubs. Go to that to become the Washington National Manager in 2018. Now, this means there's only one African-American coach manager left in the majors. That's Dave Roberts, and he might get fired before the season starts this year. University of Florida football coach Jim McElwee is gone. After Georgia blew him up 42-7, they're losing again today by a big margin. The University of Florida, they always have a good team, but this is one of the worst teams the Florida Gators had in many, many years. The Sixers are doing it again. Saying that a rookie, Marco Fritz, and then this time and time again with Joel Embiid, 2 years ago. They don't want their rookie to play in their rookie season. If they trust the process, but what is the process? Philadelphia. We will see. Trust the process. I haven't seen the thing. You gotta tell people what the process is. Sixers fans, you're lucky you won last night through the process. Alright, the Houston Texans are in trouble after a mess the owners started last week calling the inmate. Calling the players. The inmate can't run the prison. Now, I know it's a colloquial slang saying, but it's racist. And McNair knew that. He said anyway. So the players are not happy with this. And the Houston Texans, if they lose regular games, they can point the finger at the owner right there for saying this stupid comment about the inmates running the prison. He might have believed it, but he had no business saying it. Okay, this is the privilege card. On Monday, Tiger Woods once again was trying to hit golf, and he said he never felt better in the last 5 years. I hope so, because he had 5 major back surgeries. He will try it again in late November, early December, back on the golf course. We wish Tiger Woods well, but I think he's just going to day and enjoy the rest of his life. Same thing with Andrew Luck and Indianapolis Colts. He might need to call it a career on the football field, because Andrew Luck was to give it an IR and will miss the rest of 2017. Here's the surprise. The 49ers got Jimmy Garoppolo. I still understand this. New England Patriots traded their backup quarterback to the San Francisco 49ers. Now, remind me now, what's the record of the 49ers? 0-7. What quarterback are they missing? Oh, Colin Kaepernick. But yeah, they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, and now played a full game in almost a year and a half, 2 years. But yeah, Colin Kaepernick, who you own, and let go. On Thursday, 2000, the Green Cavaliers will be out for a month with a calf injury. Now, the Cavaliers go through all this stuff early, so when December and January come, they're ready to play NBA basketball. This is what's going on. Now, LeBron James sent out a warning last night with the 57 double-double game. I am still the king, but the Cavaliers are missing key players right now. We will see what happens in the next month and a half. On Friday, Mr. Jones, Mr. McNair, Mr. Graff were deposed in the Kaepernick case. As the Houston Texans and Indianapolis go look for another quarterback, and guess who shows up? Matt McGoin. And DJ Hicks. They'll probably be learning this Saturday. Oh, but they go with Kaepernick? No. But that's the way baseball rolls. Jones, McNair, and Graff are the biggest voices against the players right now. Jones has stated that if you kneel, you will not play for the Cowboys ever again. McNair, with inmate comment, and Bob Graff with America's second team, the New England Patriots. This might be very interesting as it goes to the courts. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with baseball, the World Series, and then the NCAA scoreboard today. We'll take a break and get back with you in about 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Roger bullpen looked tired and they were. And the basketballs were getting used to Astros players out. So the Houston Astros win last Sunday 13-12. On Tuesday they moved to Dodger Stadium. And the Dodgers made it there be a game 7. Great defense, great pitching, timely hitting, and a little blue bicycle win. They beat Verlander, got Verlander out of the game. And he didn't lose that game. So Verlander had not lost a World Series game as a 1-1 either. Kenley Johnson comes in and shuts down the Astros for 2 innings, 6 outs. Jock beats the homers in the 7th inning. And the subplot here, Rich Hill walked around the mound when Yuri Gurriel gave up. And remember, you gotta look at the article on BSNNewsroom.com because of the racial thing that he did a week ago when he played against Yu Darvish, who is of Iranian Japanese descent. And Gurriel didn't know better because of his Latino heritage. So Rich Hill walked around the mound, played with the ball, looked at it, took about 10 minutes from the pitch trigger. And the LA crowd booed Yuli tremendously. Wednesday was the last day of baseball for 2017. Dave Roberts, and this might be the end of Dave Roberts, as he leads in Yu Darvish again too long. The Astros get an early lead and hold on to win the World Series 4-3. And the Dodgers lose their first game in history as Game 7 in history as a matter of being 5-1. Now, Kershaw came in the 5th inning and shut down the Astros. But it was too late. The Astros are now the world champions of baseball. It's good for the city. Good for the people of Houston. Their first world championship in their club's history. Congratulations to the Astros. When we come back, we will be doing the NCAA. When we come back, the NCAA baseball football scores. Thank you. twice, they had to name it twice. Yeah, the city. College football. As we come around to the final month of the month of football. The Bulldogs, undefeated, number one Bulldogs, 14. That guy, Gate, got 7. The Bengals, Notre Dame, 24. Wake Forest, Demon Deacons, 10. Oklahoma State, Cowboys, 10. Oklahoma Sooners, 7. They have the games going right now. The games finish on Friday night. The Memphis Tigers beat the Tulsa Hurricane 41-14. The Badgers of Wisconsin, if they win out, they can be in the playoffs. The Mavs beat Indiana Hoosiers 45-17 today. Mississippi State Bulldogs beat the Mississippi Fireblazers team. Mississippi State is playing the Masters Minutemen. They beat them 34-23. Auburn Tigers beat A&M 42-27. We got a rain today. Another rain today in the Washington State Stanford game. So it's bad weather all across the country here. And there were 2 hours today in the Penn State game earlier today. All across the country, the weather is going crazy. All right, we'll take one last break and we'll get to the PGA, WGA, and all the other sports and close out today's Grab a Go. When we get back after this, it is for our the Washington Football Club and the Cleveland Indians.
Where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the water falls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. Into the skies, where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the water falls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. Before the Europeans settled these American lands, the people already lived here. Understand, they roam the beautiful woodlands and mountains and sands, a span of thousands of years, and their legend still stands. Way back in the Ice Age, when glaciers froze, they crossed into Alaska, that's how the story goes. The tribes of the Northeast skillfully used bark from birch trees to build big canoes, surviving from gifts within the lakes and land, using snares to fish and planting corn by hand. Iroquois to Delaware, Hopewell to Fox, just a few tribes from a region with lots. Down in the southeast with luscious and fertile soil, tribes learn to farm out in the sun, they toil. It's like the complex societies with rulers so royal. There were builders and artisans and knowledge of medicine. The Seminoles were proud, the natives played the cross. There was a Creek, Chattahoochee, and Chickasaw. The Crow, Blackfeet, and Dakota, home on the range. Nomadic tribes that roam the Great Plains. In order to survive, they hunted the buffalo, shot stone tips, arrows at a distance with the bow. From buffalo skins, they made teepees and canopies. They tribe warriors to protect from enemies.
These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the water falls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the water falls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians.
In the southwest were clay homes known as Pueblos. The Zuni and the Hopi were the tribes who made those. They dressed in big masks and danced and performed, asking spirits called Kachinas for a harvest of corn.
For beautifully woven patterns, we looked at the Navajo. Apaches had the brave warrior Geronimo.
From the high plateau down through the Great Basin, tribes like the Ute survived through migration. Preparing for cold winters, some were found building earth-covered houses that were part underground. Horses and bows, skins and hemp were traded with tribes from the plains from Rome that raid.
To the rainy northwest where the totem pole stood, these were memorials to ancestors carved out of wood. Wealthy families had ways to show signs of success, hosting lavish potlatches, giving gifts to their guests. They hunted large sea animals with nets and harpoons, and lived in long houses which had one long room.
Over time, Europeans moved into tribal regions. Sometimes they fought war, sometimes they formed a legion. Then dark clouds rained down upon the Trail of Tears. Tribes were forced west from where they lived for years. This song is a tribute to just reflect upon today, American Indians continue on.
These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians.
Going into the fourth quarter is 2011-21 Missouri State Bears. Alright, PGA, last week at the end of the park, championship at the end of the meeting. The World Golf Championship in Shanghai. Ryan Armour wins the Genesis. Dustin Rhodes wins the World Golf Championship. This week is the Riders in Las Vegas, Riders Children Open Championship. We'll get the results this week. LPGA, my favorite city, Kuala Lumpur. It is Siam Derby LPGA Championship in Malaysia. 40-year-old Grizzly Girl win. And it's been 12 years living there in Japan. Well, Toto Japan Ethic. Last week in WTA, they were in Singapore for WTA finals. And Shang Suhan, China, for the Elite TWA Elite Trophy. And I'm very proud of many of you doing our thing in Singapore. And we're going down to the end of the season in tennis. And round out the Grand Gold tonight. The men are in Australia and Finland. As Federer defeated DiPietro in Switzerland, and Pauline defeated Bratislava in Austria. This week they're in France for the Rolex Masters Championship in NASCAR. Earlier today, got the full participant record. Tomorrow will be the AAA Texas 500. And last week, at the birthday of 500, Martinsville Speedway, Kyle Busch won. Martin Truex in second place. Next week will be the Can-Am 500 at Phoenix, Arizona, at Phoenix Raceway. Last weekend for the before the championship will be November 19th, the Ford EcoBoost 400, November 19th, in Florida, Homestead, Miami Raceway. That will be the last before the championship race. And racing season will be over until next March. Formula One. My brother, Lewis Hamilton, wins another championship. Congratulations to Lewis Hamilton. We will do an article on him on BSN News, BSN Newsroom.com. It will be next week or the week after. Last weekend in Mexico, Formula Uno Grande Primo de Mexico. Meaning the Grand Prix of Mexico. Verstappen won the race. Hamilton needed to get a fourth place finish to win the title, the championship, and once again, for the fourth year in a row, the Mercedes-Benz racing team wins the championship 4 years in a row. This week they're off before they go to Brazil for the Brazilian Grand Prix. And one more race that Thanksgiving weekend, that's Abu Dhabi, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. On Thanksgiving weekend, and that's the end of the racing season in NASCAR, IndyCar, and Formula One all end up. And we won't see them again until April or March. There you go. You're gonna be gold for Saturday, November the 4th. Yes, sir. We had a good time, and next week we'll do Veterans Day. This week, Veterans Day. For all you veterans out there, we're gonna do a show on Friday afternoon. I don't know what time yet, but it will be Friday afternoon for all you veterans who serve our country very well. I'm going to give heads up to all the Marines, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and Air Force. We'll see you next week. Okay, here we go. I'll leave you with this song. We'll see you next week. Have a good week. And a good night.
Can you hear me, Gene?
Yes, sir. You go ahead and look. You got to get right closer, get right closer out, get right closer out.
Well, I just managed to get to where I had to get to. But it's funny you played America the Beautiful. I was there in Tampa the year that the Giants were beaten by the Baltimore Ravens. And during the pregame ceremony, Ray Charles played America the Beautiful live. They did the flyby with the Jets, but they also included the Stealth Fighter. You know, I forget what the formal name for the Stealth was, but the Stealth comes in last, and you don't even hear it. I mean, the Jets are gone already, right? It's just like hovering there. And then after all of that, it just poof. It takes off like a bandit. No sound, but it just disappeared, and I'm like, man, I can only imagine what it would be like with something like this landing somewhere in a hostile area and dropping the payload. It scared me, Frank, straight up. It put a chill in my spine.
Yeah, well, that's dope. That's dope bomber. It's supposed to be invisible by radar, too. So it's like, if you can't see it by radar, you can't hear it. Boy, that's a scary stuff right there.
Bro, it wasn't even 15 seconds, G. It was out of sight. It was gone. It just like poof.
Yeah. The Russians have a similar aircraft too. Look almost like ours now, Bobber, but it's a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit noisier too. Yeah,
that's some real stuff, brother. What can I tell you, though? It's no damn paradise.
The Houston Astros winning the World Series, but there's an incident where first baseman Yuri, made an incident. Hey, see, my thing is you're a minority. You cannot be doing
this kind of stuff. Well, it's worse than that, G. You can't be selective. You can't say, you know, be nice to the Asian guys and don't be discriminatory and then say nothing about how black people are treated in the league. You know, you can't pick on somebody and not be consistent with a pattern of saying, all right, if we're going to have some moral standards, these things apply. You know, And don't just decide to pick and choose when you feel like it because of the moment. Now, the Chinito moment, yeah, it was uncool, you know, especially since he wasn't Chinese, but that's another separate story. The bottom line of the whole deal is that the Lords of Baseball decided to be proactive and take five games away from him. Now, I will go further to say that if it had been a black player that had done that, they would have suspended him. They would have done, seriously, they would have suspended him. And, of course, we already know from the Adam Jones incident that they didn't do anything, well, because the fans were the ones who generated that, but the atmosphere that Boston sets for itself is not, as never has been, the warmest to players of color. So,
also the fact that you have a baseball team with a emblem on their jersey, on their cap.
Yep.
Green, red, Bay City.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I was going there, but yeah, you can't decide to be selectively moral. Nothing's more immoral than those damn jerseys, but the league ain't said boo about it. So don't legislate somebody doing something to Hugh Darvish because he happens to be Japanese, and not take care of the fact that the racist symbol that you have there is a reflection of totally what the league stands for. You know, it talks out of both sides of its mouth. You can't matter of timing. I mean, I know you yourself have written countless articles about Cleveland and that stupid logo. And just as I told you, Hex Power, stop him from getting the title, boy. But having said that, well, I told you, this is I'll play with this shit. I don't just hex everybody now. It takes a lot of energy for Hex. But all that aside, Major League Baseball knows what side its bread is buttered on, and they don't care. They don't care. They could have made some positive brownie points from all this because it was a good series. You know, we had six great games of baseball to watch, you know, and two that I'm sure they'll talk about forever. But what good did they get out of it? What good did they get out of it if they would counter it with selective morality about who should have been taken out and wasn't? I mean, we saw the same thing in hockey when Malkin jumped in, and it wasn't even a slur. He jumped in, and the third man rule was in effect, and they didn't take him out. They let him stay because the fine print in the rule said at referee's discretion. But that wasn't referee's discretion. That was league's discretion. He's got to play. He's a star. You know, this is the kind of crap that they do. So you can't take them seriously if it's supposed to be a league with set rules that should apply for everybody.
This is all going to go to a head because we're 45 in the White House. We're Papa John doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's going to a head because people are getting tired of all the you can play the game for so long. And then people say, okay, enough. I think we're at the point where people are going to begin to say, okay, enough.
Right. But, you know, you got to remember, if there's anything good that's come out of this, it is the reminder that boycotts work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's be real about this. Apparently, he lost $70 million in revenue. Because he makes some nasty ass pizza, not because the brothers ain't playing well, you know. But the people, a lot of folks don't know this, but Jerry Jones is one of the largest owners of Papa John's franchises in the States. So, you know, Jerry's got a stake in this too, and that's another reason why he went saltine on everybody about making sure you're respectful in front of the flag, that bullshit. So ultimately, it always comes down to the money, G. And here's where the money is. Now folks are busted because they realize, well, he ain't talking about no morals. He's talking about money. So they better have better ingredients for better excuses. Otherwise, Papa John's is a pop of crap. So,
No, and if you read the headline this morning, the alt-right, movement is in love with Papa John now.
Oh, yeah, the official okay. White separatist pizza.
Yes. Unbelievable. Well, this is how far we go on this stuff now.
Well, there you go. You just answered your own statement there. Look how far that shit has come. There's no filter. Yes, you know, when Stormfront, which is one of the white power websites, comes out and makes the suggestion that Papa John's should be the exclusive pizza of the white separatist movement.
Yes.
That says everything right there. You know, this is way beyond segregation. This is like, okay, after a hard night of carrying tiki torches all over the place, well, let's go relax with a Papa John's pizza. You know, that kind of bullshit. they want to incorporate this into the culture.
They won't have to worry about me buying Papa John's pizza anymore. I ain't buying nothing there anymore. That's the end of for me.
Well, see, there you go. So now there'll be more revenue lost. So they're going to have to decide whether or not they really want white separatist money. Now, I'm sure they'll take it, but there haven't been too many situations where somebody actively marketed to a specific audience like that and said, if we do this, you know, we'll get their money. That's some Dick Dastardly stuff. And I'm afraid I got to go, but keep that in mind when we bring this up next time, because I definitely want to follow up on this on the Hump Day special.
Michael, this is the first time I've heard a company ever do that. It's been ever publicly do that.
Sure, it's the first one. Yes, yeah, the first one. But I have to go, so like I said, okay. We'll have to continue.
All right, thank you. Thank you for coming back, man. Right.
Yes, sir. Thank everybody you. Have a great weekend and be safe out there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. New Jersey in the line. You there, New Jersey?
Yes. Well, I don't eat Papa John's at any pizza anyway. The only time I eat pizza is when I come out to your house.
Okay. All right. Any you want to add to the show before I get out of here?
Not today. I asked you the questions prior to the show. The Kaepernick situation, and
yeah.
Do you think it's going to end soon?
No, I think this is going to go until December, January.
Oh,
that's a long time. What's going to happen?
Huh?
What's gonna happen is the judge is gonna order all the cell phone records and all email records be brought to his office to see who said what, why he said it.
Oh.
And once that comes out, you will see a different attitude to the owners.
I hope so.
Well, they've been in collusion for the last year, almost a year and a half. They've been in collusion, and everybody's going to get caught.
Oh, well, I hope that the president gets caught, too.
Well, that's a whole other ballgame there.
Yeah, I know. Well, good show. Keep on doing it.
Thank you,
work.
Megan.
And I might.
My next Friday. Next Friday will be. We're going to do a veteran show. I don't know what time, but it'll be about Friday afternoon.
Okay. Have you talked to Reggie?
I haven't heard from Reggie in a while. I need to call him. I need to know why the show is going, but we do. I need to call him. He was gone.
Yeah. WCLM is no more.
Well, they're going through changes over there, though.
Okay.
And we got to do it as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well,
all right, we're going to go next week, Friday, probably about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And
okay.
On Saturday, tomorrow, regular time, at 1 o'clock Pacific. Hope you have a good weekend and a good night. All to all the Grandpa Gold Caravans and the Silver Truckers. Good night.
Okay.